Ghana and Turkey have pledged their commitment to work hand in hand in boosting diplomatic relations and trade. In line with this, the two countries have signed a memorandum of understanding in the areas of cooperation in small and medium-scale enterprises, diplomatic services, defense, free zones, culture, education, mass media, mathematics, science, youth and sports. The agreements were signed by Ghana's Foreign Minister Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, Minister of Defense Lieutenant General J.H. Smith and Minister of Trade Hanna Tete and their Turkish counterparts. Prior to the signing, President John Mahama called on the Turkish President Abdullah Gal at the presidential palace in Ankara to hold discussions. The private meeting was followed by bilateral discussions. Addressing the media after signing the agreement, President Mahama stated that both countries share common values of democratic standards, peace, stability and security, and this is a prerequisite for sustainable economic growth. Pascalina Dadivo has filed this report from Ankara, Turkey.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül, who has an official visit to Ghana in 2011, discussed the number of bilateral cooperations with Ghana. His entourage at the time included 100 business people to explore avenues of mutual cooperation. In furtherance of this friendship, President Mohamed's visit to Turkey is at the instance of the Turkish government. At the presidential palace, Ghana and Turkey signed a number of memoranda of understanding in the areas of small and medium-scale enterprises, cooperation in diplomatic ties, culture, education, science, mathematics, mass media, youth and sport, defense and free zone. President Mahama described the relations between Ghana and Turkey as historic, considering the fact that Turkey was the first country to recognize Ghana's independence. He stated that Ghana sees Turkish investments in Ghana as a worthy cause and looks forward to a further consolidation of this friendship.
My tete-a-tete with His Excellency President Go, as well as the interdelegation interactions, have provided us the opportunity to discuss pertinent issues relating to our bilateral relations and to identify further areas of our cooperation for our mutual benefit. We are happy that Turkey has chosen to establish strong bonds of friendship and genuine partnership with Africa through its new policy towards Africa, which is geared towards closer cooperation in the diplomatic, political, economic, and other areas. Ghana, on the other hand, reciprocates in supporting Turkey in her bid for non-permanent status on the Security Council in 2015 and 2016, and also in the UNESCO project and also the Expo. Ghana gives Turkey its strongest support and endorsement.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül observed that Ghana is a country of great significance on the continent. He said there are a few more agreements left to be signed, like the mutual promotion and protection of investors. This will boost the business environment of both countries. Turkey, he said, has a new outlook which seeks to create closer collaboration with the African sub-region in the areas of trade.
Ghana ziyaretin tarihi bir değere sahip olmuştu ve ilk Türk Cumhurbaşkanı bu şekilde Ghana'ya gitmişti.
Ghana has always been a country of great significance and meaning for the whole continent, and they have established a free state where democracy, rule of law and free market became fully operational, and they have since been a very stable country and set an example for the rest of the continent as well. Back in my official visit on March 2011 and since then, in less than 2 years' time, it's very pleasing to note that the trade volume between both countries have gone up by 85%, thus reaching an amount of $550 million. At this point, it should be noted that Mr. President also had a huge support and contribution in improving these trade relations.
President Mahama's entourage is made up of 60 businessmen to hold discussions with their Turkish counterparts in a summit in Istanbul. From Ankara, Turkey, Pascalina Dadevu for Radio Ghana.